Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
So, again, today's daf is Daf Samach Aleph. There's this very, very large place. There's two points I want to just make. We have plenty of time today because it's such a short daf. So, just wanted to bring out two points from this Taisus, this big, big Taisus, long Taisus. Of course, Taisus says a lot of things, but one major point of Taisus, and the main sugya of this point, is really in Paras Chatos, the last parak in Zvachim. Based on the Cheshbon that Taisus says, just to again paraphrase it, according to Rashi, who has the Gears in the Gemara that we're going in, at least in Rabbi Yishmael, that the Kedusha Rishayna was Kitchel HaShayit of a Loi Kitchel. So the way Rashi comes out, Tosfos makes this cheshbon, is that Bizman Hazeh, according to Rabbi Yishmael, is a Heter Abomus. Because the way he learns in Rashi is that if the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Mikdash is still around, so then there's an Isser to be Makriv outside on Abomah. But if the Kedusha is not around, like Kitcha, so then you would be able to be Makriv on Abomah, potentially. And so Taisus says it. Taisus argues, and Taisus says that absolutely not. It's a pasuk that if doesn't matter if the kedusha still stands originally or it doesn't stand, there's always going to be an Isser Bama after the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. Because so in other words, Bizman Hazeh, according to Rashi, there's an opinion that Bizman Hazeh, there's a heter to be makriv on a Bama. Only in Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, if there's a heter bamas, can you do it outside Eretz Yisrael? Again, if it's
on the midbar, was it bama?
Well, that's before. The question is man hazeh, but you want to ask, let's look at Rashi.
The covers of the market there was the bamas.
Oh, I don't know.
I think it changed.
So if you look at the Mishnah, it's a good point, Jonathan, you're making. Again, it's not really our sugya. I'll just answer this question. It's sugya and kufi beis. This is Paras Chatos. Mitzvah Hashem, the Rav will be saying shir at that point. Hopefully.
Amen.
Hopefully.
We don't know. I asked him yesterday. He gave one answer that said, "Ev." So he said,
"TBD." TBD. TBD. TGIF. So.
My point that the Isser of Obama was when the Mizbeah and the Aron are in the same area, same place. It was Isser Obama. When it's not, it's no Isser Obama.
Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. It talks about in Paras Chatos. That's one of the things that Mar mentions. I'm just coming out with the conclusions that Taisus says here, but I'm not reconciling it with the Gemaras, at least for now. To your point, the way Rashi says it, Rashi says, it's a Mishnah. Mishnah Kufi Bey says, when there's a heter bomis, kachim kalim were eaten b'chol orei Yisrael. B'chol orei Yisrael, the Mishnah says. Right, the Rashi says the Chobakim Shusham Oisabamu Makrivoi. The Mishnah seems to say even when there's a heter bamas, it can only be done in Ore Yisrael, which is Neret Yisrael. And the question is, does the kedusha of the Machanas of the Leviya and the Shechina and all the Yisrael, they tally Zebuzek? Could you have one without the other? That's also another subject of this Taisus. But the way Taisus says in Rashi, it would come out potentially that there's manazed as a heter abamas. Taisus says absolutely not. If even if there's no kedusha in Yerushalayim or the Mikdash today, there's no heter bamas afterwards. And stay tuned for Perek Paras Chatos, Kufi Beis, and really the main daf I believe is Kufi Dalet. So Ayin Shom, that's point number one. Point number two is we have two dinim over here, two dinim. The first din we have is Mizbeach Shenifgam. We said can't become, is not roi for the avoida. And that's talking about the shechita and the zrika, you can't do it. And the Gemara says it's nidche. Now, if something is nidche, it means you can't, it's nidche. Keep the dachi. Can't bring it. Now we have the second din that we brought yesterday on Daf Samach of Mizbeach Shenifkam regarding the achila. The achila of kachi kachim for sure, if the Mizbeach was, again, damaged, chaser, the rule is you're not allowed to eat kachi kachim. You're not allowed to. Kachim Kalim, we're going to deal with the Shaila. We said Rabbi Yishmael says that there's going to be a problem even by Kachim Kalim. You can't eat when there's no Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach was Nifgam. And we're going to talk more on that today. That's today's, the subject of today's daf. The question though is, do you have the, is this, the din that you can't eat, with the Mizbeach Shenifgam? Let's say the Mizbeach was fixed. Is there a din dichoy after the Mizbeach was fixed? So we know, again, by the Avoida, there's a din of dichoy, but here we don't see the din of dichoy. It just says that you can't eat. The Mizbeach is nifkam, there's a problem, you have to wait till it's fixed, for you to be allowed to eat. But what about those kachim that were around when the Mizbeach was nifkam? Well, they were shechted already. It depends, right. If you don't
shechted, right?
Yeah. That's the, if you hold Baal HaChayim Nidachim, you can declare the same thing.
I mean, we're talking over here, Ein Eichel means that everything is shechted, everything is fine, they gave you the meat, and all of a sudden the Mizbeach cracked. It's two different questions.
Agreed. So, no, that's what he said, about the, that we're talking about where it was shechted here. It's a different thing.
When it was old.
Yeah, you shechted it when it was old.
Now you come to eat it and the Mizbeach is broken.
What?
Now you come to eat it
and the Mizbeach is broken. Right. So now the question is, now you for sure can't eat it while the Mizbeach is broken. The question is, after it's fixed, are you allowed to eat it? Kanira, and it's a question if it was nidche or not from Achilas Kachim. Kanira, this is a machloikis between two taisusim. If you look, taisus in today's daf, Samachal from the Beis, Taisus says, it's like towards the end of the Taisus, like 7 or 8 lines before the end of the Taisus. It's talking about where the kachim became puzzle when the Mishkan was taken apart, and then they put it together again. So Taisus says, let's say you're going to say the case was where they took apart the Mishkan, and then on that same day, where there was no nicer, they put it back together. It says, "Ve'eich yoichlu." How could they eat the kachim? Hakim in the nitche shuv in the chayzu menira. Taisa says beferish that if it's a mizbech shenifkam and it's a mizbech that was nekar, Taisa in the beginning says it's the same halacha. The point is, you don't have a mizbech and there's an isra achilas kachim at that time. When you redo it, you fix it up. There's still going to be a problem of eating because it's nitche.
That's unbelievable. It's just exactly what you're saying. I didn't think so. Wow. So he's saying that the same halacha applies.
Same. The din of Mizbeach Shenifkam. You could have learned it's two dinim. You have one din. Like always, the theme of kachim is two dinim. That's the, if you write a sefer on kachim, it's called shnei dinim. Right, you think it's two dinim. Mizbeach Shenifkam by the avoida. And then the din of Mizbeach Shenifkam when it comes to achila. This taisis is beferish. That there's a din dichoy even by achilas kachim, and they have to try to understand that, because what are you being matche? What are you being matche exactly? The din of achilas kachim, is that an avoida or is that just a mitzvah? It's just a mitzvah, and that would be totally, if yesh dichoy it's a mitzvah, or ain't dichoy it's a mitzvah, maybe it's totally in the fact that so maybe it's totally in something like that.
What
does that have to do with the Mizbeach? What? No, because the Mizbeach says you can't eat it. If it's a Mizbeach Shenifgam, you can't eat it.
But fundamentally, why not?
The
eating it has nothing to do with the Mizbeach.
Yeah, but that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying there is an Isra Achilu. And that's what we're clearing.
If it's because you can't preserve the Dom, so if you were already buying the Dom, then why should it be?
I also wrote over here.
Maybe he needed his back just like he needed by a dam, he needed by the achilah as well. But you need
Okay, but see, but that's what the Gemara says. There's a din of dichoy for achila. There's a din, you can't eat. I hear the chiluk. I hear the chiluk. And it's really. It's a good. I think it's a good thing I learned it once when I was in Brisk. We get ready for this. Sometimes you only ask what, not why. Was it in Yiddish again? Mefreknisht far vos nor vos. That's a good rule for kachim because a lot of the things just don't make any sense. So you only ask what, but not why. That was the first culture shock that I got when I went to
Brisk. Biology professor asked you, right? Asked him why the left lung of a frog was lobed and the right lung of a frog was not. And he was explaining all the evolutionary advantages, and he said, sometimes we don't ask
why.
We're not teleological.
Oh, okay, we're not, sometimes that's another way of saying, we're not teleological. Teleological. Okay. Okay. So, and the type, by the way, Taisus before in the top also says the same thing. Dibur Maschol La'acher by the Lechem Aponim. It's also Nivcha from Achilo because of the Dimas Be'ech Shenivcham. That's what I wrote over here. And the Gilyan Ashas and the Samach by the Dimas Be'ech Shenivcham. If you look again, Be'ech Shenivcham Ein Eichon Begina Shoyim Mincha Moiridik. The Gilyan Ashas says. Look at Taisus in Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Gimel on the Beis, Mamish. Chayra Aniyim B'Makam Zeh, Rashidim B'Makam Acher, where's Shmuel Mel? Shout out, Shami and Rosh Hashanah, where's Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel, we miss you, Rabbi Shmuel. Come back to us. Taisus says in the bottom of Nun Gimel, the Taisus of Loi Plug Rabbonin in Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Gimel on the Beis, Taisus says, V'har Amir B'Per Kochi Kochim, G'shayim Mizbeach Shalom V'Nifkam V'Nivna, Ein Chayzrin V'Nirin. Okay, that's the sugya of Mizbeach Shenifkam. The Taisus is quoting from Daf Nun Tes, okay, which is not the din of Achilo. Taisus says, V'yesh Loimar D'Daf G'Zvachim Shoyzim B'Hem Avoides. When it comes to Zvachim that you do the Avoida with, there's a din of Mizbeach Shenifkam, and it's not Chayzrin V'Nirin. It's Nidche, and it's not Chayzrin V'Nirin. Avon Meiser, oi Bosser Zevach, Lacher Ho Avoido, oi Shiori Mincha, Chayzrin Venirin. This is Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kavona. This Taisus, interesting, Akiva Eger doesn't quote Taisus over here, Samach Aleph on the base. I'm not sure that's really interesting, right? If it's Chayzrin Venirin, it's not Chayzrin Venirin. What was too long? No, this is a shorter Taisus.
But remember, Vita's statement, Matlamib was back, the start was back, and he did it before the Churban, right?
Right, so that's the rule is, because now I can't be Makrovit, I can't be Yoichel Basar, that's the din. Kochim Kalim, without a Mizbeach, you can't eat.
Oh, so isn't that...
No, the question is, well, let's say you build a Mizbeach afterwards. Of course, Bizmanib is Beach, Shenifkam, and it's not around, there's no Shiloh, that's a din. Ein Yoichel Begino, Yishiyori Mincha. But the question is, when you rebuild it, so Kenyura, again, Machlekes Taisus, or again, Machlekes Taisus over here, Samach Aleph on the base, and then Taisus in Hazov, and then Gimel on the base, that Rabbi Eger's Mitzayim. That's a major Machlekes. If it's a Din Dichoy by Achilas Kachim, that's the question, or is it a special Shiloh by the Din of Mizbeach Shenifkam? I don't know if it's a Shiloh that's only by Mizbeach Shenifkam, or it's a question in general, if it's a Din Dichoy by Achilas Kachim.
Would that be a way to go ahead and eat it?
That's a great question, because if you can be makar of the dam, let's say, of a carbon, you don't have the hekesh of sar l'damai. So pashtus, if you says man heter arbamus, where you can be makriv, then there would be a din, yeah, I mean, maybe it's pashtus even. If there's no... Let's say you have his man heter abomis and the mizbeach of Neivin Givin was nifkam. You'd be allowed to eat it because the hekesh of basar adam, which says you have to be able to be makriv in order to eat the basar, you can be makriv on a bubble. Yeah. What were you saying? Were you saying something?
I was going to say that you were troubled by the whole discussion after the Abayas and
wasn't
easier to understand. By the Obot, by Hanukkah.
Right.
And they came in, and they messed it up.
That would be itoy by Hanukkah. Some say that there's a din chorban is different. It's not. It's okay. More. Yeah, it's like a chalais chorban. That's worse than a mizbeach shenifka maybe. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. Okay. That's point number one. What was point number two? To learn the daf. No, I said 2 points. Okay, good. The first point was that was regarding this machlekes Tosfos and Rashi Tosfos, whether if there's a zman heter bamis, if there's an iser, if there's an iser, if you hold kitchel shai to blei kitchel aslov, if there's a heter bamis or not. Second point is if there's a din dichui by achilas kochim. Now we have the two tasters. Okay, so now we're in the middle of the sugya, a lot of to talk about today. Don't be surprised by the short daf. I had to compensate it with some read. So let's see if we can do that. But we're in the middle of the sugya now. Again, Mizbeach Shenifkam, whether there's a din, we know, of course, Mizbeach Shenifkam, Einoichel Meginu Sherem Mimcha, by Kotchi Kotchi. If there's a Mizbeach that was Nifkam, you can't eat Kotchi Kotchi. And the question is, if there's a din of Mizbeach Shenifkam regarding the din of Kochim Kalim, Rabbi Yishmael said that if you can't, he made a hekesh, that if you can't be makriv the dam, which you can't when the Mizbeach is Nifkam, therefore, you can't be makriv the dam, you're not going to be able to eat the basar. The basar and the dam, chodim milsahi, he said. So he held even by a bechor, which is Kochim Kalim, you can't eat the basar when you can't bring the dam. So that was the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. We brought a raya from Rabbi Yishmael that even by kochim kalim a mizbeach shenifkam you can't eat karbonis. Zav Yimar, we're 9 lines from the bottom on Samach Amibes. Kisalik Ravin. When Ravin came up to Eretz Yisrael, they gave him a nice warm welcome. Amalish Maitza Kamed Rabbi Yirmiya. He said the sugya we just said of mizbeach shenifkam with Rabbi Yishmael. Rashi says. This drasha of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi's drasha was Mizbeach Shenifkam, right? And then we have, again, Rabbi Yishmael, who says this Hekesh of Avesim Shama. And then, where's Rabbi Yosi mentioned over here? Just remind me, if you don't mind. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer. Yeah, that was Rabbi Yishmael, the quote. Bam of Samach, Rabbi Yosi Yomer Gimel Bam, Rabbi Yosi quoted Rabbi Yishmael's drasha. So he said the sugya over to Rabbi Yirmiya, and this when he came up there to Yisrael, Rabbi Yirmiya. Omar, and Rabbi Yirmiya gave him a nice warm hello. He said, Vabloi Tivshoi, you foolish Babylonians. I'm told, the Yasva Ba'ari Chashoicha Amish Maisa de Mechashcha. You sit in a dark land, and you say sugyas that are mixed up, they're unclear. Garnish Kazot. All right, you know.
His father was gone.
Yeah. So, hello.
Why is it called?
I mean, it's not clear. It's not a clear. It's not a clear. Maybe because it's there's a lot. It's Golos. It's Golos. Golos. Yeah. Yeah. So they say, Leish Shmielahu, didn't you hear? Of the time you went in a brayso, b'shas siluk masoyis kochim son. Okay, health cup here, because this is very confusing. But we'll go with Rashi first, and maybe talk places. Of the time you went in a brayso, b'shas siluk masoyis when there's making camp and then there's
breaking
camp. When they would break camp. The kachim are nifsalim. They would, the kachim, so there's time to travel, we know, there's plenty of time to travel in the midbar. When they would do the siluk masois and they would break camp, and they had all this basar kachim hanging around, the rule is, kachim are nifsalim.
But they didn't have advance notice.
Right. Right. They would eat it up. Yeah. Wait, this is the sugya. Again. Sharshanovet Saparo. The Zavim umitzairoim mishtachim chutzla v'chitzu. So like this, when you see that the kachim are possible, that tells us that when they're traveling, the kedusha of the machane, again, there were three corresponding machanos that they had in the midbar, which corresponded to Eretz Yisrael. We had the machane Shechina, the machane Levia, which is like the Har Bayis, and then we had the machane Yisrael. So the kachim are possible, and again, we're not sure which kachim yet. We're going to see, you know, which ones. The rule is that the kachim are possible. The kachim are possible, and the zavim and the tzairoim, yet the zavim and the tzairoim, the tameim, have to go out from the mechitzas of their respective mechitzas. The tzairoim go from the chutz of gimel machanas, the zavim chutz of shtei machanas. So they had to leave, which would imply that what?
No,
let's say he became a mitzaira while they're traveling. Or maybe could he come back into the golem while they're traveling? The question is, does it have a din of kedushas machane Yisrael? So that's the question. So this seems to be paradoxical, because on the one hand we see the kachim are possible, which means the kedusha is gone. It's possible. Now, why is it possible? We'll see in a second. But the pashtus is because whatever machanas you have, they don't have that halacha anymore, and it's possible. Is it possible at yaitze or mizbech shenitkam? That's machlekes Rashi. Tosfos Rashi here says, we could just quote it. Rashi says kachim nifsalim baser kachim. Rashi says because talk and daitach when they see the kam is bechu, because the mizbech shenitkam. So it's possible. Because it's nekar. Nekar and nifkam is the same thing. They picked it up. They picked it up from its place. That's like a mizbeach shenifkam.
Non-functional,
exactly. Tosfos says beferish, but that's the pashtus. That what?
The Gemara said that Esfahav is Sufa. Esfahav, which means the Royan, that, right, there goes a story by the, when they have the mountains came together. It says Esfahav, which means the Royan, they were behind the Machas, and they were the ones who saw the mountains come together, and they told Kal Yisrael that the mountains came together, and that's why they said Shiro, now they bear Enulah. So you see that the Mitzrayim, Moshe Lachim, while they were moving,
ooh. Okay, I don't know half the things you just said, but I should know it, but he's bringing a raya from Mibrachtav. You know this thing with sorry, I shouldn't say this thing. Maru de Katayra that Shmuel Aharon is saying.
I couldn't hear what he said.
He said the Mitzarah Mishulachem Chutz LaMachane and they Esrav Esvahei Besufa.
They were the ones who discovered, not one of the Sufa, the other one, they discovered they were the ones who discovered the blood in Parshas Chukas with the Oz Yashir Be'er.
While they were traveling.
Yep, Sukkim, right, they were traveling. They're the ones who discovered.
So he says that the Raya that the Mitzarah Moshe Nachum Chutz Lamachana.
Oh, it's a Raya.
Nice.
They were like,
it's a nice Raya. Yeah. Yeah, very nice, very good. Shkoyach, nice. Walking in Chumash.
Chumash, the Gemara. Chumash doesn't tell us.
Yeah. Okay, alright, so the problem over here is al tasiluk mizbeach, Rashi says, but again, the machanah still had kedusha. So the Tanaim had to leave. That's one braisa. But Tanya Yidoch, and we have another braisa, which says, b'shnei mekoyim is kochim nechol. It says in two places, the kachim were nechalim, and we're going to look at Rashi. B'shnei mekomos nechalim, chad b'mkoymon b'machnes amuris, ben k'sham mishkan b'mkoymoy. It says one is in the place of the machnes where it says the mishkan was, where the machnes were properly camped when the mishkan was in its place, and the other places v'chad v'chol b'chol b'shiyisham derech hanichosu mishenosu v'koshen adodi. And the other places is when they were traveling and the mishkan wasn't in its place, they would be able to eat kachim, and that's the kasha. The first braisa says that if they broke camp, so the mishkan wasn't in its place, the rule is that the kachim are possible because of siluk mizbeach. Mizbeach shenivkam. The other braisa says that even while they were traveling, not only in the makam when the mishkan was b'mkoymoy, are they're allowed to eat and eat? They do eat, They put it in tin foil, you carry it with you. Yeah, very good. Good, very good, yeah. Chomoy trip. So they would eat it even when they were traveling. It's a stira. So how do you answer the stira? My love, ha'bekachim kalim. The din of mizbeach shenifkam or nekar would make it that there's a problem to eat kachim kachim. That's kachim nifsolim. But when it comes to kachim kalim, it's going to be kosher to eat.
And this is the tie on Rav.
Correct. This is what Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Ravin. You, Ravin, you come from Babel. You zucked at Boichsloris. You're saying that you can eat kachim kalim. You can't eat kachim kalim because of a hekesh. Can't eat kachim kalim when mizbeach is nifkam. We have a brisa. That seems to say, to answer this to you in the Brises, you're going to have to say there's a difference between Kachi Kachim and Kachi Kam. I want to mention one thing over here. Maybe we'll get to this today, maybe we won't. Trying to get a cliffhanger. I want to give a cliffhanger so that it could come tomorrow and not take a schluff. Eclipse, a shtickle cliffhanger.
You can't do this tomorrow,
right? No, or during, depends. I'm saying first come to the shir and then also during the shir.
You have to stay away during
shir. That's what I'm saying. Both. Rashi here says that there was kedushas. You look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Kachim the son, b'sar kachim kachim, v'kasaka daitoch neisil kamis be'achu." Midiktani v'zavim mitzayra mishtachim v'sheim mitzayra nichlas the digle shvatim. It says even while they were traveling, the mitzayra couldn't go into the digle shvatim. V'loizav l'machane levim noisei ha'arim. Rashi says the ones that carried the arim. Shmuel, listen to this. This is probably something up your alley. Okay.
We know what it means.
All right, we know what it means.
Sorry.
No. It's my mechil. No.
What
the who is in the Machane Levi?
Everyone was
in. No. I'm saying who? What was the what did the Machane Levi consist of?
Moshe,
the Kehos, the Merari, and the
Gershon
Kehos and Merari. Now, what? That was right. So that was Shevet Levi. Now, what did they carry? The Machane Levi, right? All the Mishkan. How does Rashi identify? And the Kalim and the Mizbeach, right? Karshi Mishkan of Vicha v'Umuda v'Adonov, right? Or Karshi Mishkan. Yeah, between the three they would carry. Yes, right. So how would you identify Machane Levi? The ones that carried the Mishkan. Rashi here describes the Machane Levi. Moridik, Mamish. You read right over this. So Rashi says, "V'loizav l'Machane Leviim." You see the Rashi? Noisei ha'orin. The ones that carry the. That's Machane Levi. I mean, that also is included Machane Levi.
That's
the what? No, that's true, being safer, but they also would carry.
That's like the ultimate problem.
All right, that's what the Oilam is saying.
Right.
Yeah, but it's Rashi's lav dafka. He's just saying the most.
Al
dafku mi beimid
Russia. Are there other places where it refers to the Nisei Mishkan?
What?
Are there other places where Rashi?
Yeah, the Torah. But also Akahasim,
so you're saying Rashi is making a point to this.
This is Biskarov. Biskarov is Medayik from this Rashi, and Moiradik Yisoy. Voivanachlik Tayla, the Brach David, it's a Biskarov ala Torah. I didn't have a copy in my house. I lost it, unfortunately. He sent me a picture in the morning today, Baruch Hashem. And maybe we'll go through the Biskarov ala Torah. This is a major, major Yisoy. This is up your alley in Tularim. You look at the psukim. It's a yeah. For now, we're waiting till tomorrow. But I just wanted to point out the lashon of Rashi.
Can you listen to the recording?
Picture will be in your email tomorrow.
Yeah. Ari's not going to be here tomorrow. I want you to say.
Ari's
going to be here.
Beer.
I hear it. For me, you should have walked, but for the Brisker Rav, you should. Yeah, I should go to for Shabbos. Oh, maybe. Yeah, okay. Thank you for the offer. Okay, so just keep that in mind, please. At this point, we have a kasha that Rabbi Yirmiyah is asking on Rabin. So, Amar Ravina, no. Idi v'idi v'kachim kalim. Both Brises are talking about kachim kalim. One says, again, Brisa says that the kachim are nifsal, and one says that they are not nifsal. The lake kasha. So how's this is not a stira? Harabi Shmuel, Harabanan. The one who held that that kochim are nifsal with mizbech shenekar, mizbech shenifkam is like Rabbi Yishmael, we just said. The Rabbanan argued. The Rabbanan argued. Now, what would the Rabbanan hold? Either one of two things. Maybe they held kitchel ashayta the kitchel asad lavoy, or maybe they held that there's no hekish of a baser adam. That's Taisus. Taisus deals with that over here. That's one teretz. Easy, nice, smooth teretz. Vibayis ema, hava hava kachi kachim. Really, both brides are talking about kachi kachim. And ena chanami. Kachim kalim would also have a problem of mizbeach shenifkam. Aye, there's a steer now. We're talking about kachi kachim. There's a steer. One says that they're nishlo, one says they're not. Umay b'shnei mekaymas. No, what does it mean, shnei mekaymas? Koydim shiamidu levim es ha-mishkon. One's talking about before they put up the Mishkan, the Mizbeach was in its place, and they didn't put up the Mishkan yet. And they stopped, correct? And one is where they're making camp, and one is when they're breaking camp. And there's going to be a problem of, again, one is basically a case where the Mizbeach was there, one was a case where the Mizbeach wasn't there. Rashi explains, we go through all the Rashi over here, that Rashi, I'll just paraphrase it, Rashi says it's lav dafka. In other words, like this, the Gemara is answering Parsha the Teretz, that one case where it says Shnei Mekaymus, Shnei Mekaymus doesn't mean when they were traveling and they weren't traveling per se, one is referring to when they were, the Mizbeach was in its place, and one was referring to when the Mizbeach was not in its place.
I know.
Rashi says it's lav dafka. That's why I'm. Look at the Rashi. I'm sorry. Rashi. The point of the Gemara. I'm just paraphrasing the Rashi. I know what you're asking. The Rashi. I'm paraphrasing the Rashi, and Rashi says the Gemara is lav dafka. The point of the Gemara, that the way Rashi says, is it's based off of the Mizbech being in its place or not being in its place. So that's a parsha of the Teretz. Kachim kachim are possible. When the Mizbeach is not in its place, because it's a Mizbeach in Yifkam, when it is in its place, it's not possible. The Lashon HaGemara, however, is Koydim Shiyamid Levim Es HaMishkan, which would seem to say that we're talking about a case where they put the Mizbeach there and they didn't set up the Mishkan yet, and one was talking about a case where the Mizbeach was still there and they took apart the Mishkan. Rashi says that can't be the Girsa, because the order is messed up. Exactly, that's what Rashi says. You don't put up the Mizbeach first. First you put up the Mishkan, and then you put up the Mizbeach. The Gemara can't mean that the Mizbeach was there before the Mishkan was there, because that's not the order. The Mizbeach was always done after the Mishkan. And Rashi says, another kasha is, if you're going to tell me that they put the Mizbeach up before, maybe they changed the order for whatever reason, there's a problem of shechting a carbon, koidim psichas talsas ha-heichol. If you're talking about where the Mizbeach was there before they put up the Mishkan, and the Gemara is saying that's why the Kachim are kosher, because we're talking about a case where the Mizbeach was there, and even though there was no Mishkan, the Mizbeach was there, that would be puzzle, because it's Mizbeach Al-Sahechel, you don't have Pesach
Ha-Omayid. And when the Mishkan was, let's say they stopped
and
they thought that it was all regular Tuesday, and then while they were Shasta Chaniyah,
well, the oil moyed had the din of psichas dalsas
ha'enchol.
Okay, so it's not a din in the that has to be a ma'isa psicha. It just has to have be opened. It's an open area.
Oil moyed. It's up or it's traveling.
Basically, is the mishkan up or down? But it's based off of the Mizbeach. That's the Chiddush here. It's based off of the Mizbeach. Rashi just says the gears of the Gemara is lav dafka. I should just say, if you look at the Rashi at the end, Rashi three lines from the bottom, the big Rashi here, Rashi says, v'igor astalo, if you're going to have the same gears that the Gemara says, mukila b'shashinu asaseder, you're going to have to say where the Itaka did do the wrong order. They put the Mizbeach up before the Mizbeach. It says, which says, the kachim are apostle. So Zion and his back is over there. You need to have the psichas talsas ha'echel. Zotrashi, shlomim dafka komar. That's only a din in shlomim. Oh.
We don't have to have the psichas talsas ha'echel.
We don't have to have the psichas talsas ha'echel. don't learn out. That's a special drasha by Pasuk by Shlomim. So Enochanami, you learn over here that we're talking about Kochi Kochim, which does not have a psul of Psichas Dalsas Ahechol, and you'll say the case is talking about where they put the Mizbeach down first, and therefore there's no problem with Mizbeach Shenivgam. And the other case which says that Kochi Kochim, our psul, is talking about when they took up the whole Mizbeach and the Mishkan, and they were ready to travel, and therefore there's a problem. So, if you look at the Tosfos over here, this is the big Machlekes. If you look at Tosfos,
we're saying
the Mizbeach
was there, there's no
psul
that
would
have worn. That's
what you're saying.
Right. Right?
Yeah, it's there.
Traveling, right?
It's traveling, it wasn't there. That's called Mizbeach Shenifgam. That's how we started the shiur today. The Mizbeach Shenifgam. What? I know. Come earlier. Mizbeach Shenifgam and Nekar, Jonathan asked us. Mizbeach Shenifgam and Nekar are the same thing. You have to start off with that foundation. At least in Tosfos says it beferish, but it's a pashtus.
Just Israel.
Make sense?
Yep.
Yeah. Chas v'shalom for me to mug someone.
No, you should.
Oh, yeah. If you look at the Dvarim Tosfos here, Koidim Shiamidu Amishkan, Tosfos argues on this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The Kashali, Tosfos says. See, like, towards the middle of that line? The Kashali, Hatnan Gabi Tomid. It says by the Korban Tomid. Loho Yishoichid Ad Shesham Ashar HaGogol Shenitach. They wouldn't shecht it until they heard the door open to the Hechel. Alma Yafin Ashar Kabon, Shen Shoichim Mishlamim. Tosfos says, you see from this, that the din of Shlomim, Shesach to Kodim Sinchas Das Lehechel, applies also to Shar Karbonis. Vein Yir Loim Adahin Amid Rabbonin, Tosfos says, the Havakashis Tosfos are an Eilif Lepsul Mishlomim. Right? He says, maybe you'll say it's a Psul only to Rabbonin by a Shlomim. He says, no, that can't be the Pshat. Whatever it is, Tosfos argues in this second Lashon of Rashi, and he also brings a Raya that, says that by a case of Shlomim Sheshachtim Bachutz, you're going to be potter, because it's Kodim Psichas Dalsas Ahechol. Tosfos asks, if you hold, right, you have to have, in order for there to be a din Achiv Chutz, it has to be Roy Lufnim. So let's say you shech the Shlomim Bachutz, and it was before the Psichas, the Hechel wasn't open. You're not Chayiv Bachutz, because it's not Roy Lufnim. Tosfos asks the Kasha, why is it not Roy Lufnim? It's a Ma'ol Yerdu, because if Shar Kodshim would be kosher when there's no Psichas Dalsas Ahechol, that's called a Psuim Bakoidish. And if it's called a Psuim Bakoidish, it's a din of a Ma'ol Yerdu by Shlomim, it's Roy Lufnim. So I have another Raya, Tosfos says, that the din of Shlomim Shashim Dalsas Ahechol applies to our Karbonis as well. And therefore it's going to be also a problem with Chutz.
Why do you say that all this Kodim Psichas Dalsas Ahechol, like you're saying, to me it seems Bakarik, right? You can't shech on his bayah without a mishkan because that's a shoot's chutz. What's conveying the problem is the fact that it's kind of simple. Rashi says the reason why you can't shech on his bayah because if the mishkan was not put up yet, because the chasarim of kind of simple thoughts are able. I mean, it's not shoot, but in a mishkan with thoughts, because that would be shoot's chutz. Where are you?
Oh, okay. No, no. So, very right. So, Rashi prefaces this. The Tosfos Lishitasai also. Yeah, so I sort of wanted to avoid it. I wanted to. No, so Rashi prefaces the sugya that even while they're traveling or the Mishkan is not up, it still has Kedushas Oyo Mayid. Afopi, we'll see in the Gemara later. Afopi Shinasa Oyo Mayidu. It still has Kedusha Soyamayit. So Kedusha, we're not worried about. Yeah, you thought right. Tosfos argues in Rashi. Tosfos says, of course not. There's no Machane Shechina when they're traveling. Right, Tosfos and Rashi, if the Rebbeinu Shlomo said you should travel, it means everywhere they went, they had Kedusha's Machane Shechina. But you have to say
that.
I told you, you're talking in Chumash, Mamash. I can't remember it. But that's, yeah, the Tosfos, by the way, is Lishitasi over here. The Tosfos before. Yeah, alright, we'll have to see that. It's a Bakim Chumash, I knew it. But Kavah Chomer and everything. Right. Most yeshiva guys don't know Chumash. So if you know Chumash, okay, all right, good. So what am I bringing out? I'm just bringing out some Machlekes Rashi Tosfos. If the din of Pesichas Das Eichel applies to only a Shlomim, and we had a Girsa, if everyone remember, we had a Girsa from Rashi also before, that it's also a din by a Shlomim. The Rambam is Kimat Meforish like this, because the Rambam says, Shlomim Sheshachtu Kodim Pesichas Das Eichel. He says Shlomim.
What was the answer? What was the answer
you
said? Why is it that Shlomim Pesichas Das Eichel not Chutz? Because whatever they are.
The Kedusha is not Shchitas Chutz, because it has Kedusha Shchino. That's Kedusha Shechina, but there's a new din of Mizbeach Shenifkam, which says that even if you have Kedusha Shechina, if the Mizbeach is not there, it's going to be a problem of Mizbeach Shenifkam. That's the sugi over here. You're asking Stam, forget about the Mizbeach, you don't have a Shechina, you're traveling. You don't have a Mishkan. Right, no Mishkan. So Rashi held that there is a Mishkan, you still have, there isn't a Mishkan built.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh. All right. See you later. If that's it's a din of I saw they talk about that. Okay, so that's the Gemara's answer. So Zok the Gemara, top of some chal from the base. Mao the same if you might think, what's the Gemara saying over here? Look at Rashi. So how do we answer the question? The truth is that by Kotchim Kalim it has the same din. You can't eat it when the Mizbeach is Nifkam. The way we answer the Braisa is we're talking about Kotche Kotchim, and it depends. If the Mizbeach is there, then it's fine. If the Mizbeach is not there, then it's not fine. The Gemara says, Ma'u the same. Well, what's the Gemara saying here? Rashi says, Kleimach, meaning to say, V'loi achila mishenekar Mizbeach osar hashminan. It's teaching us a chiddush, not that you can't eat it when there's no Mizbeach. That we know. It's the Mizbeach Shenifkam. You can't eat it. El achilas kochi kochi b'loy kloyim osal hashminon. But it's telling us that the achilas kochi kochi without a kloyim, it's coming to teach us that b'loy temo kibin shenestaku kloyim yesh kan psul yoyse. You might think that there's going to be a psul yoyse, because what are we saying? We're saying over here that it's dependent on the mizbeach. Mizbeach is there, alt is good. What about, let's say there's no kloyim. Let's say there's no kloyim, there's no kloyim, and there's gonna be a mizbeach, like the case, when there's no kloyim, but there's gonna be a mizbeach, that we're saying it's fine. The chiddush is that there's no psul yoytze, even though there's no kloyim. Ma'al the same ifsul hubi yoytze, kamash malon. Why not? Why is there no psul yoytze? So Rashi learns, again, because, afapisha nasa oil mayidhu. Rashi here again, he says in the beginning of the sugya, that the Kedusha, you might not have mechitzas, you might not have the kloyim. The curtains are taken down. It's like when the shul is being painted. It has a Kedusha's based on Knesses. The walls are the Farluch, but that doesn't matter. The Kedusha is Kedusha. Same thing with the Oil Maid. While they're traveling, the curtains aren't there. We need new curtains, by the way. The curtains aren't there. It's among... Just money, yeah.
Oh,
I'm on the Rem is Bahamu. Wait, back to Gemara. The Ema Hachanami. Amakro, Av Nasa Omaid, Av Bisha Nasa Omaidu. Sometimes you know it. Okay. Alright, we gotta move a little bit. Amaravuna Amarav. Ravuna said in the name of Rav. Mizbeach shall Shiloi shall Avonim Hoyu. The Mizbeach of Shiloi was not the Mizbeach. His point here is that the Mizbeach of Shiloi was a new Mizbeach. Let's just go through some chronology here. The Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, and the Mishkan at that point was in Gilgal. We know it was a 7 year plus 7 year process. 7 years, 7 years to capture, 7 years to divide it up. The Kibush Mechiluk was 14 years, and at that time, the Mizbeach and the Mishkan was in Gilgal for 14 years. Then after they captured and they brought it up, then they settled down for a little bit, and the Mizbeach and the Mishkan was in Shiloi for 369 years. Then the Plishtim took away the Aron, and the Mishkan was moved to Noiv Yir Koyanim. And that was there for, and then it was, then once the Naivir Kohen, and once they were killed out by Shaul, that's when it moved to Given. And well, I don't know how, maybe Rav Dov, you could help me. Naiv and Given was 50 years together, 57 years together. Do we know how long it was Naiv?
30-something.
30-something. So
they make the calculation.
Yeah, is, that part I never knew. So, okay, and then after that, that's when the Beis HaMikdash was built. So, what about the Shiloh period here? The Shiloh period, as we know, there was no Heter Abamas. Noiv given, Gilgal, there was a Heter Abamas. Shiloh had some, like, semi-level of permanence, and therefore, comes along, Rav Huna, in the name of Rav, that the Mizbeach of Shiloh was a new Mizbeach of Avonim. It wasn't the Mizbeach of Nechoshes.
Of Moshe.
The Mizbeach and Nechoshes of Moshe was made out of wood, really, but it was plated with copper. Here, it was completely
and
made.
And built was
set. Yeah. Mizbeach Adom. Mizbeach Adom. Hi. It was made out of stone. The Tanya, Lezim Yaakov Oimer. Rabbi Lezim Yaakov said, Ma Tam Oimer Avonim, 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 Sholish Pa'omim. There's three psukim which says the word Mizbeach Avonim. Rashi brings the psukim, Ayin Shom. He held that, yeah, all three times they're gonna have, a Mizbeach of Avonim. Rashi says Ayat's four. Rashi says Noivi Given Chalchash with the Shneim Bomav Ain't Doshim. Both were cases, again, was Man Heter Avonis. So all of these times there was
they had to rebuild the Mizbeach between Noivi Given. They couldn't move it. Yeah. It was still.
Oh, maybe Mechanami, yeah.
So it's really four Mizbeachos, but three Kedushas.
Yeah, right. Well, the question was, what type of Mizbeach was it? Now, right. I don't know if it was the same one.
Did they revert to copper in between?
There was no in between. When was there in between?
No, all of them stones.
That was a consecutive time period, though.
And it was all the same construction.
Construction material.
The mold. What did they do?
Yeah, the way they built it with the cement and they put it around.
Outside.
Yeah. They broke it. Time for a new one. It was a new lease. Okay. Fine. Masav Rav Acha Bar Ami. Eish yord min ha-shamayim b'mei Moshe. The Eish, we know the Eish that went, came down from heaven and burnt the Karbonis in the times of Moshe. It was removed, it stopped from the Mizbeach Nechoshes from the time of Shleimah. And that implies that until that point in time, the Eish of Shemayim was being yared on the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu. Which is saying that even in Shiloh they had Mizbeach and Nechoshes. Only, okay, that's the Gemara's Havamina. El Mishlema, the Eish Yardim and Bimei Shlema, and then the Eish that was Yardim and Bimei Shlema, and the Stalka, Chabo Menashe Vasilkos. Only when Menashe came and he was Mizbeach and Mizbeach, that's when it stopped. In fact, the Gemara of Emisame Karuhu the Stalka. If you're gonna hold that the, Mizbeach and Nechoshes, was replaced in Shiloh, and was never given as well, by the Mizbeach Avonim, so it was already before, from the beginning of Eretz Yisrael, that the Eish stopped. Because L'chaira, if you're going to build the Mizbeach Avonim, that was a replacement for the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, which means the Eish on the Mizbeach HaNechoshes stopped right away when there was a replacement.
Must have moved it.
Wait. And for the Gemara? Yes, the Namish, you're on fire today. No pun intended. Who the Amak Rab Nasan? Eish Yardim and Hashemayim. She's on fire. The Tanya Rav Nosson Oimer, Mizbeach Shel Shiloh Shel Nechoshes Haya Cholul Umolei Avonim. The Mizbeach of Shiloh was from Nechoshes, and it was built, filled with stones. So this, whose opinion? Rav Huna, the name of Rav, who said the Mizbeach of Shiloh was made out of stone, is going like this Tana. So even though we have a Tana before, that seems to say that the Mizbeach Nechoshes lasted all the way until the Beis HaMikdash, and there was no Mizbeach Avonim until then. That was the Kasha on Rav Huna. Rav Huna is going to hold like Rav Nosson, who says that the Mizbeach of Shiloh, we have a Beferish HaBraisa, which says that the Mizbeach of Shiloh was made out of stone, and yes, it was plated with
copper.
But it's not the Mizbeach of Moshe.
Not Mizbeach of Moshe. Yeah, so it's the Mizbeach of Moshe was made out of wood and plated with copper. But the new Mizbeach here was made out of stone and plated with copper. So the Mela, the Eish of Moshe Rabbeinu stopped when they built this Mizbeach. Which is not like the Brisa before. This Brisa says it was by Shiloh.
So the Shita holds that the same Mizbeach that Moshe had was a Shiloh that was a...
No, it's not.
The first time.
First time.
Yeah. It's similar to this, but it's not Mizbeach. Yeah, so it's a Machlokes Tanoi, basically. And Rav Huna is going like Rav Nosson.
I'm saying it is. One time the whole that continued. If you brought the same
Mizbeach continued until Beis Olam. That's the first Tanoi. You follow me?
I'm just curious if
there's
the same Mizbeach
Hasam
Moshe, or was
the frame of Moshe's was made out of wood.
Correct.
No, but you have to say it's the same structure. It's the same structure.
It was much. Don't forget that Mizbeach was much smaller, right? Than the it wasn't 32 by 32. It was
5 by 5
or maybe 10 by 10, but. That's the simple understanding. Oh, so that's one text. Machlekes Tanoi. Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchok Amar, he says it's another answer. Amar, my loy the stalkel in the stalkel of Batolo. Just because we see that the Eish didn't leave until the time of the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, it does not mean that there was no new Mizbeach until then. It's just that you had both. And the Eish that was Yerim and Hashemayim was still functioning on the Mizbeach and the Chayshis, but they also built, like Rav Huna said, the Mizbeach Shel Avonim in addition to that. Correct. Mayhi, Zot the Gemara. Rabbon and Ami, what is Vasados? Two Mizbeachas? What are you talking about over here?
Sounds like Zoroastrianism. Oh, yeah, sure.
Theologically, for sure. Teleologically. Siat Nishmai. Fine. Rabban and Amri Shvi. No, come on. Rabban and Amri Shviva have a Mishadra. It was a neighbor. They had a neighbor.
Sparks.
It was a good neighbor, like a good neighbor. It would blow the fire on the next to it. Said it was like a Shutvis.
So the fire came down on the old.
And then it went.
And then it zoomed over and burned.
Zapped the stone. The zap. It would zap it.
So where were they in the courtyard?
Yeah, next to each other, adjacent to each other.
Like
a good neighbor. Maybe in your oven. Rav Papa Omar. I would assume so. It has to be. I would assume so. There's a lot of raid on this. What would each Mizbeach? Let's say one of them was Nifgam. Is there a problem? Is it didn't soften on both? These are all, the red flag.
You can't have anything else in
soften
because you
need
all the space
for the shift to the. Alright, and you're safer, Jonathan. You can delve into the subject. Rav Papa Omar Ushpiza Habinokat. It was, the Eish would be a guest. Zimnan, no, a guest. Zimnan Hacha, Zimnan Hacha. Ushpiza. Rashi says, look at Rashi. Shpiza. Shpiza is a
different.
That's different. Shpizichon is something else.
Same word, no?
No.
It's a guest.
The Eish was a guest. It would sometimes go to this hotel and sometimes go to that hotel. All right, we got to learn over here. Tanan Hossam, we learned in the Mishnah. We mentioned this before, that according to Rabbi Yossi, he held that the area, everyone remember? the area on top of the Mizbeach that you could burn karbonis was 20 by 20.
Right.
But they added, but it wasn't 30, it was 24 by 24, and then the area that you can do it was 20 by 20, and then they added on.
They didn't need it on. Which
is the, which, no, this is Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash. Olu Bnei HaGoyla. So they had the first Beis HaMikdash, and then the Goyla came up, second Beis HaMikdash, and that's when they added. Am I saying this correctly?
32 by 32
wasn't. Yeah, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, and then you had 24, and then you had 20 by 20, and then, that's it. Yeah, I think that's what it means. That's when they went up. Then they added on four from the west and four from the south. So now instead of it being 28 by 28, it should be, now it's 32 by 32. They added on four each direction.
28 by 28 is not going to give you 20 by 20. Where did we jump from 24 to 28?
Oh,
hey, so let's pick
him
up.
I might be making a mistake. I've lost the cheshbon.
No, I don't think you made a mistake. I think there's a gap.
Okay, we have to look at Rashi. Yeah, okay. So they would add on kamin gamma, like a gam, because they would add on four over here, and then on the next side, four over here. That made it 32 by 32, and the question is my timer. What's the reason? Because at that point they were bringing a lot more korbanos by the space of Mikdash, and therefore they didn't have enough space, so they had to add on.
By the second base on?
Second base of Mikdash, yeah. So if you tomorrow only Abaya, hash the Mikdash Rishon, it's the same as Be'ach, and they added on to it. So if you tomorrow hash the Mikdash Rishon, Nichsiv Be'Yehud of Yisrael, Rabban Kachol Asher Otsas Hayom, Kol Yisrael was numerous in its heyday. Those were the days, my son. So, oh yeah? What's this week's parsha? Told us. Yeah? Very good. I told you. Bar Chumash. So then, Mikdashani, Sipik, it had enough. Mikdashani, Chsipik, Koach, Hok, Echad, Arbor, Aruba. It was only one of four. It wasn't that, it wasn't as numerous. Lay Sipik, is it not going to be enough? What does he say on? Amar Leizmor says no. Hosam Eish Hashemayim Misayosla. Oh, Ein Eish Hashemayim Misayosla. Yeah. So the in one case, the Eish Hashemayim was assisted.
Sport mode. Turbo.
Turbo charge. And then in one case, it was the Eish Hashemayim was not around, and therefore you had to add on to it. Kiyasa Robin. Kiyasa Robin.
That's why it's called an
afterburner. Listen to this. When Robin Ken came and said the name of Rav Shimon Paz, Mishim Bar Kapora, Shitin Oisifu, they added on the Shitin. We assumed, right, that the Mizbeach had the two holes, and then in the Mizbeach you had this cavity of which the Nesachim would go into. Apparently, this wasn't always the case. They had, the Mizbeach was smaller, this is Rabbi Yossi's opinion, Mizbeach was smaller, and next to the Mizbeach, they would pour the libations on the Mizbeach, and then it would pour and drip into a pit cistern next to the Mizbeach. That's what it was before they made the holes, or the they made a cavity, I should say, in the Mizbeach. Again, with the Shiraim, what do you mean? There was the Yisoy, they just extended it. They just extended it. So they, so you dripped onto the side of a bar. Because they thought originally it has to be a Mizbeach Adama that it's completely solid and not hollow. And then they held that no, it has to be Shtia Ka'achilo. Just like eating is drinking. The Mizbeach sort of ate, kidiyachol, the karbonis. Now it has to ingest and drink. They're not going to spill the wine. the wine's going to go into the cavity in the mizbeach. That's like we said before. It has to be attached to the ground. Right? It shouldn't be built. And this is the, again, the Malbim. The Malbim says this. It says that it has to be mechubur ba'adama, meaning, as long as it's mechubur, does that mean 10 feet down you can't have a tunnel, 10 feet down you can't have a dome? Of course you can.
The sheet went all the way down.
This is Arya Gibber's kasha a few days ago. Arya Gibber, shout out to Arya Gibber, Shlita. Where are you when we need you? Look at him, are you late? Look at Top Taisvis. Frek Taisvis, Bar Shel Sheetin, Loya Yechashim Mechila, Taisvis says. Kiva Dut Sarach Mizbeach. If something is needed for the structure of the Mizbeach, that's not called the problem of you building the Mizbeach on a tunnel. There's a cavity, Mamish, and this is the Malbim asked this question. This is a kasha even on the Malbim, because it was actually a cavity that was interrupted, the ground and the Mizbeach. It was in the Mizbeach itself. It was Al-Gabi Mechila. So if that's the case, it should be a problem. So Tosfos, it's different. It's Tzarech Mizbeach. The Shabbos.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.